My topic is God the Father. How is God our Father? We get our lives from our Father. Our Father cares and treats us. God also does this. God created both the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created people in the image of himself, as male and female form. We as Christians trust God. How do we trust him? When we believe in God, we trust him. Although nobody truly understands God, what he says in the Bible and does for all of us helps us to trust and rely on him. The whole world and all the people in it depend on God for life. Without God doing everything he does, disaster would come. People would die and the world would become destroyed. Some people take what God made and give themselves credit for it. We Christians see God as someone who can guide us, provide us, and protect us. He is someone who defends us from all evil and danger. Why is the sky blue? Why do bats sleep upside down? These are only the few, only few of the questions we Christians answer with, we believe God arranges it all. God gives us many gifts, including a family, a home, and a food on the table. In thankfulness, we confess, the eyes of all look to thee, and thou givest them their food in due season. Psalm 145, verse 15. God is the provider of even the unbelievers and unthankful. God sent down holy angels to protect us people. Angels are spirits who are countless in number. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encapes around those who fear him and delivers them. Christians may suffer from an accident, get ill, or even have pain. They may be blind or deaf, but sin's consequences touch everyone, including those of God. He teaches us to trust him with everything when trouble enters our lives. God showed us his love when he gave us his son as our savior. We're able to count on God even when the worst comes to us because of Jesus. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. We trust God to take care of us when we pass. We trust him to take care of us while we're living, too. He provides us with just what we need. We shouldn't worry that we may show the lack of trust. We should not be greedy, and we shouldn't be eager to give to keep the good gifts for ourselves, but to share them with others. God has promised to never forsake us. He has his angels surrounding us. He controls our lives, and what might happen to us happens due to his will. Out of all the gifts God has given us and will continue to give us, Jesus is the best. God sent Jesus to save us from our sins. Without Jesus, we would go to hell. Jesus is by far the best gift God could ever give someone.
Very well done. Thank you. It's hardest to be first. You did great. Second paper is Kelly Lemke.
My topic is Jesus is God and man. I believe that Jesus is God. I also believe that he is a human being. That's why I call him the God-man. Jesus is portrayed in the Bible mostly as a human because it's easier to wrap our insignificant minds around that idea compared to the knowledge of God. Seeing him as God and Spirit, which is everywhere within us and around us, is harder to comprehend. So for this paper, I have the privilege to talk about the Son of Man, part of the Triune God. As the authors of the Bible describe Jesus as a being, they use only words that could ever be used to be said about God. He has no beginning. He was in the beginning with God. John chapter 1, verse 2. He made all things. All things were made through him. John chapter 1, verse 3. He is everywhere all at one time. I am with you always. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2b. 20b. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same as yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He has God's power and glory. For in him in the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. In furthermore ways that show Jesus is God and man, he healed the sick, the blind, he walked on water, he brought people back to life as well as himself. All the early followers of Jesus accepted him as God just as it was supposed to be. And because he was accepted as God, they worshipped him. He is the Lord. Whether others choose to believe that he is the Lord of all people or not does not matter because they cannot change it. Jesus has no earthly father, but he was born as a human. The Virgin Mary is his earthly mother. He was a normal human in the means of talking, eating, sleeping, and walking. He was obviously not normal in the sense that he was crucified to take away all the sins of mankind. He also performed miracles that could not be performed by the most talented magicians today. When he was nailed to the cross, he bled. At this point, all the non-believers saw and thought him to only be a normal human. But after he died and rose again, you couldn't deny the fact that he was a super being far superior to any superhero, sports player, actor, or model from any era. They couldn't even come close to topping his holy name. I also believe that Jesus is the Redeemer of whom the Old Testament speaks. He is the Christ, Christ meaning the Anointed One. Kings and priests were anointed with oil when they began work. The reason Jesus as a man was set apart from the others was he was chosen by God the Father for the work of saving all people. No other person could do it but only God the man. Due to humans being able to suffer as a divine being could not, God the man took the form as Jesus, a true human being that could be physically hurt. The reason he must undergo this extreme punishment was because the penalty for sin was suffering and death. Jesus is the only one who could have ever in eternity gone through this ordeal because he is the only one alone that is God and man. Jesus is my Lord and God, my Savior. Baptism is one's becoming of a church and becoming a member of the church and becoming of a child of God. The church's confession is my confession. Jesus is my God. With his power and love, he saves me from my sins. He hears me every time I pray, and he answers. While the answer may not be what I want to hear, it is his will. He helps me through my troubles and everything I cannot conquer on my own. God will always come first in my life.
Thank you, Kelly. Very well done. Final paper by Brenda.
My topic is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity who comes into people's hearts and changes even the most damaged people. A great example of the wonders that the Holy Spirit can perform is the story of Saul and his transformation into Paul. Saul started out hating and persecuting the Christians, but after the Spirit came into his heart, his views were completely altered, and he was transformed into a loving person who was willing to risk his life in order to spread the news of Jesus' death and resurrection. Although most of us do not have as great of an encounter with the Spirit as Paul did, he still comes into our hearts through word and sacrament. Even as small children, we receive the Holy Spirit into our hearts when we are baptized. In communion as well, we receive the Spirit into our hearts and accept the salvation that Christ gave us through dying on the cross and rising again. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. In order to receive the salvation that is promised to us through Jesus Christ, all we have to do is receive the faith given to us by the Holy Spirit into our hearts, because it is by God's grace that we are saved. In churches throughout the world, the Holy Spirit is represented by many different symbols. One of the most common and well-known representations is a dove. An example of this symbol is given in Mark 1:10. Mark 1:10. The Holy Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. Another well-known representation for the Holy Spirit is fire. It brings forward the power and strength of the Spirit, and is used numerous times throughout the New and Old Testament. The Holy Spirit appeared to Moses on Mount Sinai as a burning bush, as well as the tongues of flame that appeared on top of people's heads during Pentecost. At night, the Israelites were led through the harsh desert by a pillar of fire. The Holy Spirit is also represented by wind. The original Hebrew and Greek words for spirit can be translated as wind. Wind was also present at Pentecost. This symbol is a reminder that the Holy Spirit breathes life into the Christian church that was present both then and now.
Thank you, Brenda. Lovely job by you three young ladies. Just so you can make dinner plans for next year, we have 16 kids next year.